Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be excited. You're hanging out with me, too, because we got Debbie Meyer here. That's right. I know. I'm excited, too. Debbie Meyer, the home problem solver. She's the inventor of the green bags, the green boxes, the green balls, the green sticks, the green. If it's green, she invented it, ladies and gentlemen, and it's good for you. So just remember that. She's a great inventor, a great entrepreneur, and one of the leaders in the marketplace today, and she's our good friend, Debbie Meyer. Welcome back.
Hello. It's so wonderful to be here again.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Debbie?
You know, any day that starts with you is a good day.
So, okay, Debbie, I'm glad you're here because you and I, you're a lot younger than me, but we seem to have similar experiences in the marketplace over the years, and one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is mentoring, and heroes and champions. I call them champions. You got to have them. You need them, and you need to be conscious of them, but you got to be careful of who they are, don't you?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I think everybody needs a champion. Everybody needs someone to look up to, someone to aspire. To their traits and attributes, but you have to be careful in choosing who you wish to follow mm-hmm. or who you wish to aspire to be something like, because I hear some of the most incredible ideas from people who are either in business or starting businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the first thing I tell them is, please, please, don't pick a fictional character.
What yeah. are you talking about? Are they tell you the hero is
yeah. They want to be just like somebody they've seen.
Oh
on
no,
a character.
Oh
or
no,
somebody out of a book.
Well, what would be wrong with being Ozzy Nelson? You know that would be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
Ozzy, you don't remember Ozzy and Harry?
Yes. Well, I remember Ozzy and Harry. I thank you so much for saying how much younger I am. Believe me, I know Ozzy and Harriet.
Who wouldn't want to be Andy? And you know, Andy, what was his name?
Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith. Yeah, who would want to be him? Right.
Of course, who wouldn't? But remember,
Sheriff Andy, not the real guy.
Sheriff Andy. Yeah, but remember, those people are characters who
right.
are written by maybe a whole room full of people.
Right.
So attributes and characteristics were all pulled together to form this being. You know, and particularly, I love this one, when women will tell me that they aspire to be like somebody on TV because that's a strong woman.
Oh, yeah.
And so many times I have to say, do you realize that that strong woman's character was written by a male or several men?
Right.
I feel it's time for some common sense to be coming back into this. And when you don't know what you don't know, you have to know who it is you're looking
well,
for.
Well, never mind the fictional characters. How about the women that aspire to be like some real woman whose only real claim to fame is she plays a character, like you said, or the kids who choose some ball player.
Yes.
who's got wall to wall tattoos and rings coming out of their body and who knows what they're going to do next? I mean, you got to be careful about that.
Oh, so many times, you know, I say women, all right? So many women talk about reality stars. Well, reality, the word reality on television belongs in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no reality there. You are seeing
right.
a
That's
small
exactly right.
snippet of a highly
That's
edited
exactly right.
piece of their character. And it's edited to make them look good.
And it's designed. It's designed to create tension.
Of course.
So you'll watch, and what scares me is it makes people think that that's how people are supposed to be, and they're not.
Oh.
And that's the problem I have with Shark Tank.
Oh, yes.
I can't watch Shark Tank. I don't watch Shark Tank. I think Shark Tank is a if you never want to go into business and you want to be entertained, watch Shark Tank. If you ever plan on having investors, do not watch Shark Tank.
It boggles the mind that people think or even are allowed to think that this is in any way the way the world works.
That's right. And be careful who you spend your time with, what's in your head. Find people and scenarios that are quality, solid, that will be
and
true.
You can quantify their results.
Right, right. Let's talk about that.
If somebody's promising you something about some, if they're promising you, you know, if you follow me or pay me to be your coach or whatever it is.
Right.
Okay, big promises. Show me your big results.
Right, right. You worship at the throne of results, don't you? I'm with you. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Debbie Meyer after these messages. DebbieMeyer.com is the website. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.